There's conspiracies all the time. I mean, H.G. Wells said if there weren't any, that would be odd. It's just a group of people getting together, one or two or any number, and deciding to screw some other people around. That's it.
In your speech at the Conspiracy Culture Hour, did you mention that you used to work for the UN?
Yes, I started out in 1956 at the age of 18 in the press department of the UN, yes. And after my kids were grown up, I went back to the UN in 86 and did a few more contracts there. And aside from that, I've always been an investigative reporter. And I teach studies in propaganda. And of course, I'm supposed to be controversial. But the truth is controversial. And as I tell the people that come to my lectures, you will lose your innocence here. And it has nothing to do with your sex life. It has to do with what you believe and all the myths they've taught you over the years, supposedly during your education. You will find out differently here, but if facts confuse you and they upset you, don't come.
You mentioned you're working in studies and propaganda. What do you think that there is, like in the modern day times, what's the major force for propaganda, do you think, is going on?
The major force?
Yeah.
Please throw out your goddamn television and read a few books. And don't make it the babysitter of your kids, for God's sake.
You mentioned that you're doing the lectures at U of T. What are those all about?
Well, 10 years ago, the university came to a group of professional people who were also alumni and asked us if we would like to give back to the community according to our different professions. So I said I would. That was 10 years ago. Since I'm an investigative journalist, I called my course Studies in Propaganda, and it's a free course. So for the last 10 years, I have done 10 Monday nights in the spring, 10 Monday nights in the fall. So anyone who wants to come to that lecture can come to room 1180 at 40 St. George Street at 6 p.m. And you don't even have to sign in. You can even give a phony name. Who cares? You're welcome.
We got a lot of stuff going on here, and we're at the Freedom Fest. Do you have any thoughts on the marijuana prohibition?
Oh, it's absolutely silly. In the 30s, people were growing their own pot and little things on their windowsills in the 30s. Musicians were smoking it and growing it. But when they found out it was very hard to tax it, they decided to make it illegal. That's what happened there. It's all about money.
Yeah, and that's why it's great to, we got the Freedom Festival, a free event, and then you're hosting the free events at U of T, talking about a lot of conspiracies. You know, there's actually an event I'm going to check out tomorrow at U of T. It's got to do with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Do you have any comments on the 9/11 Truth movement?
I think we need that Truth movement because some papers here, and I won't say which papers, that are supposed to be alternate, would no longer advertise my lectures after they found out I did one on 9/11. So it's a no-no. It's verboten and all over North America. So yes, it should be talked about, and sooner or later the truth will get out.
For sure, and one of the media sources we're looking at for the truth is the Toronto Street News. Do you have any comments on that, the Toronto Street News?
I write articles for the Toronto Street News. I wrote a good one on fluoride and what's in your taps, okay? Think about that and do something about it before we're all drinking out of the tap, you know? Vancouver doesn't have it. Montreal doesn't have it. We've had fluoride and 16 other chemicals since 63. And if your kid is growing up on it, between when he's born and when he's 10 years old, he's going to lose about 8 points of his IQ.
Right, yeah, we're getting a lot of truth here at Freedom Fest. And do you want to just give the details of your events at U of T?
Yeah, we're halfway through the term. I do 10 Monday nights. So Monday, May the 3rd, I'll be doing a lecture on mass mind control, including the history of MKUltra and whether it's dead or not. And that will be in room 1180 at the Behenz Center, 40 St. George at 6 p.m.